Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's class. I do see a couple of people already in the live chat. Please let me know if you can hear me or if there's any problems. Or if you have any questions, feel free to post those as well. And we'll go ahead and get started, though. The class title is Restoring Minds. Now, I wanted to let you know, I get a lot of people from various places that come to my class. By the way, you could also refer to this as a podcast, even though I'm broadcasting live right now. This class is also recorded, which is how podcasts are done, and then you could listen to the class a little bit later if you wish. However, I certainly love to have people that come into that listen live. You can post questions. You can even call in for that matter if you wish and get yourself on the air. But I realize that sometimes that's just given the nature of what we're talking about, avoidant personality. That's not something that most people would probably wish to do, which is perfectly fine as well. I want to be sensitive to people's privacy and such, because I know, especially, you know, in this day and time, privacy is a big deal anyway. But something like avoidant personality, even more so, because of the nature of what we're talking about. Now, I've been actually teaching people about avoidant personality for roughly about 10 years now. So this is something that I know an awful lot about. And just to give you a little bit of background for anyone that might be new, I want to let you know I actually have avoidant personality, was born with it, like most people that have avoidant personality are. But I have received over the years a certain amount of healing from avoidant personality. I don't tell people that I'm completely healed, and there are reasons for that I don't necessarily want to go into just due to time right now. But just the short, long and short of that is God chose not to completely heal me right now, and that's keeping in line with the same way he did with Paul. Paul prayed 3 times to God to take the thorn out of his side, and 3 times God said, well, no, because my grace is sufficient for you. If you wish to know more about that, email me or post something in chat or something. I'll be more than willing to elaborate on that. But for now, I just want to put it out there that I do have avoidant personality, not 100% healed, but it's something that I'm working on and that we can work on together so that you can receive healing or restoring of your mind from avoidant personality as well. Now, in doing this for a number of years, I found that there are 2 camps. There are those that have avoidant personality. Well, I guess actually there's 3. There are those that suspect that they might have avoidant personality, but they're not sure. And there are those that I call normals. Now, a normal is simply someone that doesn't have avoidant personality. I realize in this day and time, there's really no such thing as normal. Everybody is going through their own things. You may have a level of depression. You may have a level of shyness. You may have a level of social anxiety, so on and so forth, but not have avoidant personality, which I'll get into a more of a thorough description of that as well. But if you don't suffer from avoidant personality, then you fall into the category of what I call a normal. As I said, really no such thing, but for the purpose of this class, If you don't have avoidant personality, you're a normal. And I found over the years and doing these classes and getting emails, talking to people, that about 70%, somewhere around in there, of the people that I talk to fall into the category of a normal. And then the rest of that percentage are people that either have or suspect that they might have avoidant personality. Now, so I usually like to address both, although at some point I will probably have classes that are specifically for normals and classes that are more specifically for those that have avoidant personality. And I'll put those out there in the descriptions of the classes so that you know the ones to come to based upon what you're looking for. Right now, I said I do get people from a lot of different places that find me. I have a blog that I do, which I think is called Avoidant Personality Life. If you wish to look it up, it's on blogspot.com. Or you can probably just Google something about avoidant personality blogspot, and it should probably come up. In fact, let me put the link to that out there for those of you who might want to take a look. Then I also have a Facebook page that on avoidant personality, and I will post that in the chat as well. If you're listening and you wish to be in on the chat, feel free. Like I said, you can always post a question. I love questions. Questions are how we learn things. So post something there, just say hi, or if you wish to stay anonymous, which most do, that's perfectly fine as well. Another way that people find me, I send out a newsletter, although I have not sent one out in a little while, but I will try to get on top of sending that out regularly. I don't have any help, unfortunately, which is something that I'm looking for, somebody to act as a co-host, secretary, whatever you wish to call it. If anybody is interested in doing that, you can send me an email. The email is Philip with two L's at avoidance.org, which is also our website, by the way. If you wish to check that out, it is avoidance.org or avoidantpersonalities.com. They both go to the same place. That website has been up for a little while now. I think the person that designed it did a pretty good job. I still have more to add. I need to add something for our classes that I'm doing right now. And by the way, I will be doing some more formalized classes a little bit later. I need to get some filming done because I want to have these classes so you can see who's teaching you, which is kind of nice. And put together some PowerPoint presentations and such on avoidant personality, so that the key to this, you can learn, we all can learn to find healing, to find some restoring of your mind from avoidant personality. And just a little bit backing up, by the way, if you're a normal, then that's something I very much like to hear from as well. That's a huge segment of the people that contact me or fall into that category of normals. They're trying to be in a relationship with someone that has avoidant personality, or at least they suspect has avoidant personality. And due to the nature of the condition, they just don't know how to deal with that person to have a successful relationship, which is something I understand a lot about. I've been married for 15 years now. It has been a very tumultuous marriage. We've had a lot of difficulty due to the avoidant personality and my journey of trying to get free from that. So because of that I do know that it is certainly possible to have a successful relationship with someone who has voice and purpose. It is not easy. I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke and tell you that it is. Anything in life that is worth doing is not necessarily going to be easy, and very often it is not. The only thing that's easy is going to God and getting forgiveness of your sins and getting saved. That's the easy part. But everything else requires work, and even your salvation needs to be worked out on a daily basis. So there's no such thing as easy. So getting back to today, I'm going to talk just a little bit about avoidant personality, a little bit about normals, and I also want to go over some questions. I do get, questions from people all over the world that either have avoidant personality, suspect they have avoidant personality, or they're trying to be in a relationship. And a lot of these people will email me and say, hey, you know, I'm trying to be in a relationship. This person has avoidant personality. They're acting a certain way. I don't know how to deal with it. What do I do? A very common email, but one I enjoy a lot because I can share that perspective and help them to either deal with that person, or in some cases it's too difficult and they call it quits. Now I know you might be saying, excuse me, wait a minute, Pat, aren't you supposed to be telling me that this thing is easy and I can just be done with it, or that if I'm a normal, I can just deal with it, get that person to come on board and basically they get over it? And no, it's not that simple. In fact, that's something that I hear quite often. I heard that from my wife quite a lot as well. When we first got married, my wife didn't have a clue about avoidant personality, and she would come to me a lot, and I would try to explain to her why I act a certain way or why things would happen a certain way due to the avoidant personality. And basically her response was, we'll just get over it. And that is a pretty common thing for someone that doesn't understand. Now, that doesn't mean that she was a bad person, is a bad person, whatever, or anybody that says that is a bad person. It's just simply a matter of understanding. Avoidant personality, if you don't know what avoidant personality is, now the first thing I would say is you should go to my website, and it goes over some things pretty well on the website. In fact, let me post that in the chat as well. And like I said, it's avoidance.org or avoidantpersonalities.com. Either one of those gets you the same place. There's some pretty good information in there about avoidant personality. And AVPD for short, an avoidant personality is like, I often give the example of it being like a container. Avoidant personality doesn't sound that difficult. It doesn't sound like anything that should be a big deal, but it really is. Avoidant personality is an extremely complex disorder of the mind, of the brain, whatever you want to call it. If you use the analogy of avoidant personality being like a container, a Tupperware, for example, you open up that container and inside you will find depression, you'll find social anxiety, you'll find fears like fear of going outside, fear of people, fear of authority is a huge one. You'll find things like being very easily overwhelmed, avoiding personal experiences, like for somebody that has avoidant personality, going to church, for example, extremely terrifying. One of the biggest fears I used to have when I was first dealing with avoidant personality was going to the mall. Of course, this is a normal thing. Everybody goes to the mall, even more so now. It's just where you go to hang out. But to someone that has avoidant personality, it can be an extremely terrifying experience. And the reasons for this is because there is a lot of people at the mall, if you haven't noticed. Just a ton of people. And an avoidant tends to be examining everyone to see what kind of threat they might be. So, for example, someone that's taller is a threat. Someone that's shorter is a threat. Someone that's more handsome or prettier is a threat. And on and on and on. There's just no really end to it. So you're constantly 10 or at least for me, I was constantly scanning all of these people in the mall to assess what kind of potential threat they might be, because a threat, of course, means that they might hurt me in whatever way, typically emotionally. So I'm constantly on my radar is constantly scanning the mall to determine what level of threat. And oh no, this person is looks like they might be approaching me. Instantly, the wall goes up and I'm going to protect myself. This is typical behavior of someone that has ADPD. They're constantly on high alert, like a military base. That's there's a threat alert. Well, someone that has avoidant personality, their body themselves is on high alert constantly. And it doesn't take very long for this high alert status to get really old and very overwhelming. So this is what would happen to me, is after a very short time in the mall, I would get overwhelmed because there's hundreds and thousands of people in the mall, and I'm constantly on high alert status trying to figure out if these people are a threat, and if they are, what kind of threat. So after 15, 20 minutes, I'm out of there. I'm looking for the nearest exit. This is pretty typical behavior for somebody that has avoidant personality. Just they're in a constant fight or flight status in their body. So they are constantly looking for how to avoid, how to escape, if you will. Of course, this can be very difficult for the avoidant that is married to a normal, which my wife is. Extremely difficult situation to try and deal with, as you can imagine, because my wife likes to shop like most women. She wants to be in the mall. In fact, it's kind of funny. My wife goes to the mall so much that she was at a eating place in the mall, and someone said, "Hey, you must be in." They wanted to give her an employee discount because she's there so much. And of course, that wasn't the case. It's just that my wife, like so many others, likes being at the mall. So as I'm sure you can imagine, it was difficult when my wife is wanting to be at the mall for hours and hours, and I'm after 15, 20 minutes, I am agitated and upset and irritable and looking for the exit and wanting to get out of there as quickly as I possibly could. Like I said, this is very typical of someone with avoidant personality. And of course, it's going to depend upon how long you've been dealing with avoidance and the seriousness. Just like us being unique individuals, your avoidant personality could be, is quite unique as well. There are similarities and common things amongst everybody that has avoidant personality, but there are different people have certain levels. Avoidant personality, you could, I often relate it to something like cancer. Now, the reason, now my apologies for anybody out there that has cancer or anything like that. I definitely don't want to make light of cancer or any of these other physical ailments, but these physical ailments are relatively easy. Again, my apologies if anybody has that. I don't want to downplay its severity in any fashion because cancer and all those are horrible things. But these physical ailments can be dealt with relatively easily through drugs, through radiation, through various other treatments. They can be dealt with. Whereas a mental condition like avoidant personality is a lot more complex. The churches, for example, not their fault in any way, shape, or form, so don't mishear me, but churches, or at least no church that I know of, knows how to deal with avoidant personality or any other mental condition. It's not, they just haven't been trained. It's not something that they understand. So therefore, it's not something that you really hear much about, very little, if any. Go to a healing service, for example, and they call people that have ailments to come down to the front. You get prayed for. Hopefully you receive healing. Something like avoidant personality, you don't, like I said, you hear very little, if any, about, and that's because just nobody knows what to do with a mental condition. Now, one of the things I want to throw out when it comes to avoidant personality, and this is something that I talk about quite a bit, usually earlier in the class, but something I want to throw out. If you have avoidant personality, you are not your disorder. Now, let me clarify that a little bit, because this is something that I hear a lot is I'm an alcoholic. I'm avoidant. I am a drug addict. I am addicted to sex, you know, whatever, fill in the blank with whatever you wish. I am this or I am that. And this is the wrong way to approach this. And let me tell you exactly why. The reason, quite simple. If you say that you're an avoidant or an alcoholic or whatever, then what you've done is you've said that you are this, therefore it's not something that can be treated or overcome or healed because you are that. Now, what the proper way to look at this, and the way it is, by the way, is you are not an avoidant. You are simply somebody that has avoidance. You are not an alcoholic. You are simply somebody that deals with alcoholism. You're not a drug addict. You're just somebody that deals with a drug addiction and so on and so forth. It's a disease. It's a condition. And by doing that, you're separating yourself from the disorder. So now it's something that can be attacked. You can't attack yourself. Well, I guess you could, but you wouldn't want to. You know, what's going to be the fun in that? It'd be like that Liar Liar movie where he's kicking his own butt. You know, that's not really something you want to do. But if you separate yourself from the disorder And like I said, you can fill in the blank if you have something else you're dealing with. But if you separate yourself from the disorder, now it's something that can be dealt with. It can be attacked. It can be healed. And then it's gone. And you're the one that the healthy person, the one that's left. So that's a very important distinction that I talk about a lot, because I hear this in this way a lot, where somebody is saying, I am. Well, no, you're not. You just deal with this. And guess what? Because you just deal with this, I can teach you how to find healing from it. Jesus can teach you how to find healing from it. Okay, moving on. Avoidance.org, avoidantpersonalities.com is there. Feel free to check those out. Feel free to send me any questions you have, ideas. If you are in a place that you wish to be a co-host, which for the class, I would love to talk to you about that. Just hit me up. I did want to talk today's class just a little bit more about normals. Again, normal is just somebody that does not suffer from avoidant personality. And this is a question I got from an email. And this is a normal, and she sent me an email and asked me a certain question. And by the way, I did get her permission. It's, like I said, I'm very sensitive to people's privacy, and I want to make sure that it's okay before I do any of this on the air, even though these classes are semi-private, but that is something that's recorded, and I put them out there for other people, because there are a lot of people all over the world that need to hear these things, that need to know how to deal with avoidant personality. So the question that I got, and I'll just read it verbatim, it says, I read your blog on your journey to healing from avoidant disorder and wanted to reach out to you to see if you may be able to help me. I was seeing an avoidant man for about 1 year, and he has suddenly stopped talking to me. I've done so much work on myself to heal my own anxious tendencies, and I see what he is doing by testing me, by pushing me away. He keeps saying, I deserve better, but I truly see him for who he is and love him for it. My question is, I want to reach out to him. It's been almost 2 weeks of silence. I just want to tell him I support him and I'm not going anywhere, but in a way that will not drive him away further. He is also experiencing financial difficulty. He hides behind the fact that he can't provide for me. I am in an incredible amount of pain, and any guidance you can provide me would be greatly appreciated. Now, the first thing I want to say to this person and anybody out there that's dealing with something similar is, I'm very sorry that you're dealing with the situation. It's normal relationships are hard enough between two people that aren't struggling with avoidant personality. They're difficult enough to deal with. You've reached out to this person, maybe expressed love for them, whatever, and they haven't responded back. Even in a normal to normal relationship, that would be extremely hard. But when it comes to a normal and someone with avoidant personality, it is magnified many, many times over. And the reason is because you're dealing with somebody that is broken, someone that sees everything around them as a threat or as a potential threat. And something like the word love if that is broached, is terrifying to someone that has avoidant personality, because all of a sudden, being in love is a very transparent. It's a very emotional. It's very, how could I put it? It's very personal. It's like this person that is in love with me, so therefore they are right here. There's not much I can do to shield myself if I in turn tell them that I also love them. I have to take down my shield. And to someone that's in the throes of avoidant personality, that's not something they want to do. They need to protect themselves, because they've probably been hurt a lot if they are indeed suffering from full-blown avoidant personality. They have been hurt to the point where they don't want to be hurt again. Now, a normal person, nobody wants to be hurt. Of course not. But to someone that has avoidant personality, this is many, many times magnified. So the only real way they can protect themselves is to push you away, if that makes sense. I know it might not, and avoidant personality requires a great deal of understanding, but that's really the only defense that someone with avoidant personality has, is to push you away, to put up that shield. Think of Star Trek, if you will, and a personal shield. So they've put up their personal shield. Nothing's going to get through. And this shield is even one that if someone comes close, they hit the shield and they're repelled like a magnet. If you put both positive, if you take two magnets, you take and both of them on their positive side, put them together, pew, they repel each other. That's somewhat of a similar analogy to what someone with an avoidant personality is doing. They have to keep you away. It's not fair. And I did that to my wife for a long, long time. I pushed her away, and sometimes I even still do. I don't mean to, but it's a defense mechanism to protect themselves, because they've been hurt so much. And they don't want to get hurt again. It would be like I used to tell people that I would rather endure any physical pain, even being shot, rather than potentially subject myself to an emotional pain. It's much, much far worse. So I guess in saying all that, my advice to this person and to anybody in this is be patient. It takes a while for that shield to come down. And it's difficult, but you have to be patient. And maybe reach out to that person that you're in love with, or think you're in love with, or trying to be in a relationship with, and maybe just keep it light. Hi, how you doing? Just saying hi. Something light and simple like that, and just let them make the next move, because that's the only way that they're probably going to respond. Once they no longer see you as a threat, chances are they'll come back. Now, I hope that makes sense. There's actually a lot more that I could say, but we're about running out of time for today. Now, the next class, I will, like I said, I'll try to start putting some subjects out there so I can make these classes a little bit more focused. So I can focus specifically on those that have normals. Maybe another class, I'll focus specifically on various fears. Another class, I'll focus specifically on other ways of dealing with things. Because in an avoidance life, things take a lot of time. Healing more than likely is not going to come overnight. Now, if you do get it overnight, praise God. That's wonderful. I would love to hear that. But more often than not, healing from avoidant personality takes time. It can take months, weeks, years, even decades. But I'm thankful that I've had the journey, because now I'm teaching others how to find healing. Now, so I want to close out today's class with a little prayer. This is something that I do at the end of every single class, and it's something I would very much encourage you to pray as often as you can think about it, because avoidant personality is a serious disorder, and it's one that has to be taken seriously. We're in a war, and just like any other war, it requires the right tools. So let's pray. Father, please don't let the avoidant in me win today. I don't want to cause my wife, my daughter, or anyone else harm. I want to be able to keep and make friends. I want to have a good day filled with security, love, and the knowledge that I have value. I'm a good and valuable person that people love to be around. I want to love people and want to be around them. I take every thought captive in accordance to your word. Even though I have avoidance issues, I'm not an avoidant. Let my word become my reality, Father, just as your words created the world, the universe, and me. Heal me from this avoidance disorder and make me into the man or woman you want me to be. In Jesus' name. All right. Everyone have a good day. And for now, I will be having these classes. Well, please, meetups.com is the best place. If you haven't signed up there, I would very much encourage you to do that. The class is, I don't have it right in front of me. I believe it's avoidant personalities. If you have not signed up, I would very much encourage you to do that, because that's where I post my classes. I do try to post them in other places, but that's the one I tend to post on the most. So if you have not signed up there, I'd very much encourage you to do that. Again, it's called meetups.com. And if you search avoidant personality, you should be able to find my class. So I will be on. We'll be doing this class again next Sunday, shooting for 9 o'clock. But please stay tuned. The times could change, but that's the time I'll be shooting for. So for now, everyone have a wonderful day. And remember, you are not an avoidant. You are just someone that has avoidant personality. You have a great day. Bye-bye.